I said, my name's Bill Harmon, and I've lived here for 75 years, and I have a friend of mine, Lyle Wilcox, and he's lived here for 86 years, and we kind of batting the things around of what we used to talk about and what used to be here in Quincy.
Yeah, I'm Lyle Wilcox, as Bill just said, and Bill asked me to come down and try and remember what I could about Quincy years ago. So I guess we're all set
to
start.
Yeah, I guess we're all set, Doug. So we'll go ahead and start talking about the town now. So we're going to start over on the east side of town and on the northeast corner. And so we'll go way back on the, well, when they used to have a filling station and a boarding house and everything, and then we'll come right up through the town and go north and on the east side of town, and then we'll go on the west side of town, on the northwest side of town, and then we'll go on the south side of town and go on the west side and then on over on the east side. So I'll let Lyle go ahead and tell about that now. So Lyle, you go ahead and talk about it.
Well, you want to start down on East Chicago Street.
East Chicago Street on the north side, yeah.
Way down there on the north side, there used to be Johnny Stachel's, and they rented out rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And they started that, excuse me, they started that back when the cement plant was here.
Mm-hmm.
They used to board fellas that worked down, because Johnny was an electrician down,
uh-huh.
Down to the cement plant. And so that was a boarding hall. They still, people there, it's not Satchel, but so then we come on up.
Up to the filling station?
Filling station was up, well, where did we say it was?
Well, it was right across the street from the double house down there on the south side of.
There used to be a road right by that filling station. Junior Hobart's dad run that, built that gas station. And the road goes back to the railroad track where the Quincy Lumber Yard had their coal bins.
Mm-hmm.
But that was always back there.
Now we talk about R.A. Talents now.
Yeah. Okay, you want to tell?
No, go ahead.
Well, we come right up to the edge of town where there isn't on the corner of Depot Street, on the east side of Depot Street there on the corner was A.J. Talents.
And Ted Etheridge.
And
Ted Etheridge was in there at
was
one
Ted
time,
in
too.
There too?
Uh-huh.
And then later, Irie.
Then Irie bought it,
Irie,
yes,
uh-huh. A.J.'s son, wasn't it? AJ?
Yeah, A.J.'s son,
He ran it, but back when A.J. also was a justice of the peace.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I remember that.
And the state police and Cocky Walsh was the Quincy police. They'd bring their violators down there, and A.J. would find them.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Then we went across to Marion Griffin's station.
Marion? Did Marion have it before the fellow that lived on the corner right here by the church? He
must have had it before Marion had it.
Yeah, I think he had it before Marion.
Uh-huh.
And
then we had the S.B. Coles.
And then right there.
Plumbing shop there.
The S.B. Cole, there was an alley between where.
Well, it's still there,
Where Sarge on this side of that building,
mm-hmm.
is there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And S.B. Cole, he was a tinsmith.
Mm-hmm. And then we went on, I think there. Hall. Mr. Hall had a furniture store right there by the bakery, by Bill's Bakery. Bill Young's Bakery.
Yeah, Bill. That's right. Bill had a bakery in that double building.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't he?
In a double building,
yeah.
Yes. And then a hotel.
Well, one time there where that Bill had that bakery, then later the Consumer Powers had an office there.
That was later. That's after
they
tore the place down on North Main.
No, they had one right there,
too. Oh, did they?
Mm-hmm.
I know that used to be an A&P store there at one time.
No, right that double, where Sarge,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, there was Carl Gostock had a grocery store there.
Yeah, but that was an A&P grocery store, I think.
It was.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, A&P also had one down by the bank.
Uh-huh.
Later.
Yeah, okay. Then,
Within the hotel.
Let's see. Then there's, well, the hotel, and then there's Watts Drugstore.
Yeah.
Now, Hotelling had that at one time.
Yeah, George Hotelling had it before Watts, and then Howard Hotelling mm-hmm. also was in with his dad.
Then Ray Watts bought it then.
And then Watts uh-huh. bought it from Hotelling.
Uh-huh. And then we went on to, they used to have a, I think just the other side of Watts, they had a...
There's a grocery store there.
Well, at one time, yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went on to Bolographs.
Yeah.
Seaman, he came here in 1946, I think. It was about the year he come here. And he come here from Germany, I think.
Yeah.
Him and his wife both. And then we went on to Wallace's Restaurant. Okay, and then from Wallace's Restaurant, we went to the corner where we had a barber shop.
Yeah,
been a barber shop there for a long time, hadn't there?
Yeah, Walter Haight and Wally Baines
mm-hmm.
was in there for years.
Okay, now we'll turn around the corner right. and we'll go down to in back of there, and then we'll come to the Herald.
The first building there on North Main used to be the Quincy Herald.
Mm-hmm. That was a Quincy Herald, uh-huh.
Yeah,
and then we come to the show, our theater. Uh-huh.
Where
that was on the north side, or on that side. And uh-huh. then we went from there to, I don't know what was on the other side of the theater. There was a little machine shop.
There was a little, where Jenkins had a place there for a while.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Yeah, he had a little plumbing shop.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
We go from there, and then I think there was a... Then we go to the old building where we used to keep the fire trucks.
That was... what's there? Oh, that's where the parking lot is now, where the...
Yes, where the parking lot is now.
Where the village... That was the old village hall.
That was the old village hall,
they
yes.
Had, uh-huh. In the west side, they kept the old fire truck and... hose cart.
Mm-hmm.
Then in the back of it
they had a jail.
Was the jail.
Yeah, I remember that.
In a stove where Charlie Myers was in one of the last night watches he had, and he'd have the tramps who'd follow
mm-hmm.
the railroad,
mm-hmm.
and they'd stay.
I know
home.
They used to go in there and sleep once in a while in there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Then in the other side of the building was the village office and
uh-huh.
consumers.
And consumers, uh-huh.
Consumers.
And then we had Bill Switch used to have a house right there on the other side of that, too.
Yeah, there was a house right there.
Uh-huh. Old Bill Switch, I think, owned that.
And then he did, and then Bill Switch had a...
Yeah, he had a place out to the lake there, too. Well, Irish Cottage was out there, and then Bill Switch's cottage was out there, too. And that was the only two that was on that side of the lake.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. From Wildwood Beach, yeah.
Yeah.
And now, we'll go around and we'll... Go down Holly's. Well, we'll go to the park.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go to the park, and there used to be some kind of a...
I can remember when the engines were still in there, when the big, I guess they were steam engines that generated, when Quincy, before they sold to the consumers, they generated their own lights in Quincy.
Mm-hmm.
And they had, in that big room was a... great big engines, and then on the other side was down below was all these big pipes where they pumped the water mm-hmm. from a well. They had mm-hmm. the wells there.
Yeah, I know they had a well there, yeah.
And but they had all these pipes and those engines pumped the mm-hmm. water because they didn't have a standpipe mm-hmm. back then.
Now my father, or Dave Johnson, built a dairy over there. Now, I don't know when he built that or whatever.
You know what?
He built a dairy over there on Holly Street.
Oh.
It used to be Johnson Jersey Dairy. You remember when Dave in Clara.
Yeah.
Had the dairy over on...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah, he peddled milk.
Yeah, we peddled milk here in town, yes, when I was a little boy.
You helped him, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Uh-huh. Yeah. And I used to have to unload the truck.
Oh.
And I was only about 5 years old. And my brother, he used to have to peddle milk, you know.
Oh, my God.
And now, Carl Rogers used to, he built a vault works back in my dad sold him some property back there, and he built his, to build vaults.
Yeah, when he moved from Maiden Lane.
Uh-huh. So, yeah. That takes care of the...
Yeah.
Okay, now we'll go over on the west side of town. Now, do you want to start right there in the corner? And,
yeah, well, right there by the railroad track, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
There was a co-op. That was a co-op's main office.
Yes, it was, uh-huh.
And then...
We forgot the mill. And
they had a mill...
Across the street, uh-huh.
And the mill down by the old
Depot Street.
Freight house.
Uh-huh.
Corner of Depot and that
I don't,
alley.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And then they also, the Quincy Cooperative Association, had the livestock.
Mm-hmm. That was down further.
Yeah, the stockyards.
Uh-huh.
They used to, on Saturdays, I'd go down there, kids, and they had all these pens.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd, the farmers bring in sheep and pigs. Mm-hmm. And the sheep, different farmers, they'd put different colors, red and yellow and all colors. And then late in the afternoon, they'd start loading them on, they had double-deck cars, stock cars, and chute for the high, for the top part and the lower chute for the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd load them in the... And they'd just get them loaded, and a train would be sometime waiting for them.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And they'd take them, they shipped them to Buffalo or something.
Well, then they built the library, and...
Yeah, that's right, we're coming.
We're coming back this way, and they built the library, and then there was two houses between the library and where the...
In the alley there. Well, yeah, in the other side of the library, on the north side of the library, old Barney Redding lived in that house.
Mm.
And in back, he had a nice barn. He was a blacksmith.
Oh, uh-huh.
And he done blacksmith. Of course, when the horses was around, he done horseshoe and that. Mm-hmm. But then he done all kinds of blacksmithing.
Mm-hmm. Then the J.C. White...
Yeah, and there, the other side, where the post office is, there was a house.
Mm-hmm.
And then next, just south of that, was a building right along the alley, back of the beer garden there.
Mm-hmm.
And this building was Jay White's. They had a tin shop there.
Mm. Uh-huh.
But before that, my dad, we lived in that house. It was... attached to that.
Oh, uh-huh.
And my dad bought cream there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where he started in the cream business. And then later, we'll get to that, where he bought eggs and poultry.
Mm-hmm. But I think J.C. White was there on the corner.
Yeah.
And then he turned that into a bar, you know.
Yeah, and then it changed.
I think during the 40s, I think that was, went into a bar.
Year after year.
And then there's... Then we'll go around the corner, and I think we had a Five and Dime store there.
Yeah, Harold Hislop had Five and Dime.
Mm-hmm. And then I think we will go from there. We went, Alvy Gillespie had a shoe shop there.
Yeah.
And so he repaired shoes and stuff like that. And he was a pretty good old boy, really. I always liked him, you know.
He was a wonderful
guy,
and he also sold Shaw shoes.
Mm-hmm.
The state police would come down from their different posts, and I know I bought a pair because I was standing on cement a lot, canning eggs. They had a good arch in them, and the state police liked them.
Yeah.
And they'd buy them.
Then I know what Reynolds used to have a grocery store there on the north side about where the bank's at.
Yeah, it was part
down below the bank, but then they had the Odd Fellows. It's not the Odd Fellows, but
The old Opry House.
Well, yeah, the old Opry House, that was in there at one time, too. That was upstairs.
Yeah, that was uh-huh.
Then Nellie, she was
Court.
In there. Yeah.
Nellie Court.
Yeah, Nellie Court, she used to have a...
Radios,
and then you could buy sewing machines there and wash machines and stuff like that, because they had the old little putt-putt engines, you
really?
Remember? Nellie Cord.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, in either her place or right next to one of them, I think it was a little, there were several little stores
mm-hmm.
there.
Several little stores.
Melva Gardner.
Uh-huh.
Had a
mm-hmm.
dress shop.
Yep.
And
now we go around the corner. Well, I think Hislop used to have a paint shop right there on the corner.
That's right, he did.
Uh-huh. And then we'll go around the corner, and then we'll come to your place.
Well, and going down on the right side was where the bank, where there's a parking lot there,
mm-hmm.
was a building that, where Carl Rogers made vaults
yeah, uh-huh.
for years.
Uh-huh. Until he moved over on Holly Street,
off from your dad's.
Uh-huh. Off in Jackson Street, yeah.
And then right next to Carl was another old building where Walt Austin had a machine shop.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd done machine work.
And then they had the lumber company there.
In the lumber yard.
Uh-huh. And then we come back over on your side of the street where you had your...
Right across on Maiden Lane was between the between McKinsey Mills warehouse. They had a long mm-hmm. cement block warehouse. And then there was our egg plant, two buildings there. Mm. Years before my dad bought that, there was a beanery there.
Mm-hmm.
They had upstairs in that second building where we parked the trucks. Was bean equipment.
Oh.
Where they had people sort beans.
Mm-hmm.
But, my dad moved there, must have been in 20, somewhere around 1925.
Mm-hmm.
And then my brother and I went in, and I graduated in 1935, and my brother and I, my dad retired, and we took over, and then I bought my brother out in, must have been around 1950. And then I closed in 1956 and went to Federal Mogul.
Mm-hmm. And, now the McKinney's used to have the milling company there, and they lived in a big house right there on the corner, and... Of course, they had the milling company there, you know.
Yeah, they had done a big business there for years.
Yes, they did.
They even packaged small. Remember, they had
little
women working there,
yeah.
Girls, in small boxes of, I don't know, was it cake mix? Or
I think it was, pancake mix
pancake
and stuff like that.
Different kinds of pancake mix.
Yeah, and then we'll go around... To the church. The church was, I don't know what year the church was built. The Methodist church. I don't know what year that was built, but.
Been there a long time.
Then the gas station, Doffy Daniels gas station.
Yeah.
That was on that side of the street.
See, that was right on the corner of Arnold and 12, where Doffy Daniels' dad built that.
Mm-hmm.
And he built a house right behind it.
Uh-huh.
But they moved, there was a house there before he built the gas, and that's where I was born.
Oh, uh-huh.
And they moved that house down on the corner of the dump, or not on the corner where that Quincy Automotive Parts.
Oh, yeah.
Or
uh-huh.
I don't know what they call it, automotive parts there. Mm. And there was a house right down that dump road on the right-hand side, and that's where they moved it.
We'll go back here, and then we'll go down on Arnold Street and talk about the old dairy they used to have down there, Lyle.
Yeah, the creamery?
Yeah, the creamery.
Yeah.
Now that was across the tracks on the north side, on the west side of the street.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I remember going over there and playing when I was a kid.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And see, that must have closed in the early 20s.
Oh, uh-huh.
Because my dad bought the cork out of their cooler.
Oh, uh-huh.
and made a cooler there on Main Lane,
mm-hmm.
and with a cork,
mm-hmm.
to keep it cool.
Now, where was the barrel factory? Do you remember where the barrel factory was mm-hmm. at?
Well, they said the barrel factory was over on Church Street.
Over on Church Street, uh-huh.
One of them, anyway.
Oh, uh-huh.
Where the Standard Oil
plant was. Oh, yeah, okay. Where the Standard
One of them buildings was where they was
uh-huh.
Cooperage or whatever they call
yeah, uh-huh.
it, where they made barrels.
Yeah. Well, now, let's see, I think that's about the only thing that we can talk about on the north side of town, so...
Yeah.
Matt, now we go down and we'll... I don't think they had anything other than a gas station there, like the Standard gas station where Dolphy Daniels lived or worked, and then I don't think there was anything beyond that until we got down maybe to the Pure Oil station.
Yeah, where Shorty Volker used to run a... You mean...
Well, there's one
where,
other...
What's, not Broad, but what's the... Fellow's got a office there.
Oh, Bryant? Or
across from where Bud's on the...
Yeah, he Bud's on the west,
yeah,
or on
here.
The south side, and on this one's on the north side.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
On the north side, there used to be a gas station
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it used to be a gas station
and
there. Uh-huh.
Earl Volker's dad, Bryant.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
One of them.
And now we'll go down and we'll go on the west side of town.
All right.
And we'll go down... Well, let's start with the cement plant.
Okay.
Well, even before we get there, let's go down to the pickle factory.
Yeah.
We'll go down to the pickle factory where there used to be two railroads run across the street there.
Yeah. There's, they had, Schlesman's had a kraut factory and a pickle factory.
Uh-huh.
They're both. They had big vats for pickles and big vats for farmers... put out cabbage.
That was right down there in the hole.
Yeah
down there where the they got a car salesman there now, but that's where that used to be.
Where that restaurant and
uh-huh.
all that,
yeah.
That was all that
uh-huh.
that factory. And back of that was wasn't that where Earl Volker one time he had a bulk oil that's trained used to switch cars back in there.
Oh, yeah, I know. I remember when the railroad tracks was over there.
I don't know what oil company it was.
I don't remember. I can't remember, Lyle. Right. But anyway, we'll come back up there from the pickle factory. We'll come up north there, and there used to be a gas station there. And I don't... You said some kind of...
Yeah, they had a gas pump and a restroom. And I think they call it the Beacon Inn.
Yeah, I think it was the Beacon
Inn. It's where...
Inn.
It's where that Quincy Automotive or glass
uh-huh.
collision,
mm-hmm.
Coldwater Quincy collision.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There was a restaurant and a gas. They had just one gas pump.
Yeah, just one gas pump. Uh huh.
Yeah.
And then we'll come to the ice company.
Yeah.
That's about the next thing that I can remember.
Ray Matz must have built that.
Well, I think Ray must have built it because it was there a long time. I know my folks used to go to play cards with Ray Matz and back in the 30s, you know.
He's the only one I can remember before the Love Fairy. Mm-hmm.
But I knew they used to have an ice house there and everything.
Yeah. Harry Holbrook had an ice house, and he had another building that had an apple press
mm-hmm.
in the fall this time of year. We go down there, and he had a tin cup there, and we could...
Oh, yeah? Uh-huh.
He'd let us...
Get that apple juice out of it, uh-huh.
Drink that sweet apple juice.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And then, we talked about that, and mm-hmm. I don't think there was anything down in that vicinity right up until they come up with a gas station there where the old railroad tracks used to go down to the cement plant.
Yeah.
That used to go across the street there about...
Right by Fred Rice's house, wasn't
right,
it?
Right by Fred Rice's house, uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then they built a gas station there. They built another Sunoco station there. And I forget who...
Homer Sellin had to run that station one time.
He might have, yeah. And then...
Where Bud is,
yeah.
up in front,
mm-hmm.
there was a
yeah,
gas
uh-huh.
station.
That's where, yeah.
Yeah, Homer Sellin ran it.
And... Well, let's go down to the cement plant.
Okay.
What can you tell us about the cement plant, Lyle?
They finally closed in...
I think pretty around 1950. My brother used to haul cement out of there when they used had it. I think it was around 1950, 51, somewhere in there.
I think that's pretty close. Well, when they started, and for years they done everything the hard way. You know, they had to have clay, and they chipped clay from Coldwater. Coldwater had a small railroad that went over southwest of Coldwater to a clay pit, and they'd load those low cars. They were like a coal car, only low, and they had what they call hunkies. Would shovel that off.
Well, is that right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And that clay, because they mixed the clay with the marl and to make these clinkers for cement. But then when they come to packing it, first for years they packed it in cloth bags. I know Clarence Kobinski was in charge of they had one building, and they had thousands of bags. They'd ship them back here, and they'd have to go through them, and they had sewing machines to sew and repair
them. Stuff, uh-huh.
Well, they'd fill them bags, and the guys had to lift them bags, pile them in a freight car.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then they got the Chicago pneumatic bag. They had paper bags and these pneumatic machines from Chicago firm. And the guys would take them right off in that conveyor and load them on a truck.
Mm-hmm.
They'd stand right on the back of a truck and done it all by hand. They didn't have pallets or nothing.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, then of course, these trucks, your brother, they had a Leon Weiss.
Yeah, Leon Weiss's truck.
And his dad had a...
That's who my brother drove for, Leon Weiss, yeah.
They built a building where Acorn was. They started a building there. Well, then they began to go to the bulk. They had bulk trucks and bulk railroad cars. They shipped out carloads with paper cloth bags and then paper bags, and then they got to ship in bulk.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't remember the old railroad track. You used to go right down there by the cemetery, along the track there.
They'd take a lot they'd done a lot of business down there. They shipped, they told me back then that their best customer was the city of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
That Chicago really liked that. So that was
the
best
cement.
Real Wolverine Portland cement.
No, I think when they built the factory down there, right there, we used to make hot water heaters here.
Yeah.
And when did they build that factory, Lyle?
Oh, boy.
They built it back right after the war, didn't they?
Yeah, because see, Duke Muller, they made them uptown there, made them wire harnesses. And then when the war ended, they made irons. And then... When the irons, they got in quick on the iron. Mm-hmm. They made over a million irons. But then these other companies began to make a better one.
Mm-hmm.
And so Muller had built a building out south, but he went bankrupt.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
And then that's when Joe Weibel came to town. And
he built a plant down there.
He started out and then he kept building on.
And I remember when I got out of the Army, I went to work for them people.
See, first he made water heaters, and then he made tanks, propane tanks.
Yeah.
Joe did.
Mm-hmm.
Did you work down there?
Yes, I did. Back in 1948 when I got out of the Army.
Oh.
Yeah.
My brother worked for Joe.
Well. Jack Eifert used to work for him as a salesman, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, we'll come uptown now, Lyle. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's anything we've seen there in uptown. So, we'll start out with old Maines's Chevrolet garage.
Yeah, underneath the Odd Fella.
Uh-huh.
Odd Fellas was upstairs.
Underneath the Odd Fellas, yeah.
In Lynn, Maine's. Had a gas pump out there in front.
Yeah, gas pump out there in front.
Yeah, I got a picture of my brother with our truck loaded with eggs. He just loaded gas up the
truck. Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, we used to gas. We'd gas some of our trucks down to Daniels, Doffy Daniels, but later then we could put the truck in the mains and sometimes Sattler's later years when the weather got cold, didn't want the eggs to freeze.
Yep.
Sattler's just gave
back
us the
them
key
in there, huh?
And we just back our truck in there and I'd leave, my brother'd leave or I'd leave about 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Now, I don't know just exactly what was on the other side of the mains there, of the Chevrolet garage, but at the time that I was a young kid and I was going to school, they used to have a Patton's restaurant in there.
Yeah, I was just thinking the same thing.
And then we had, the guy used to run the shop over, or the Rawson's used to have it.
Yeah.
Funeral home. It was a.
Rawson had the funeral home where Patton was.
Oh, was he?
And then the double store next to it was a furniture store.
Uh huh.
But then he moved the funeral home down there on Fulton.
Uh-huh.
And that building, Patton made a. Well, he have a restaurant there, didn't he?
Yeah, Patton did. Yeah, yeah. And then there was a furniture store there, and then we had old Clark and
Foster
Meat Market there. We had that.
Yeah.
They used to do a lot. You used to fix bologna, I remember.
Oh yeah, every Thursday.
Yeah, every Thursday.
He made homemade bologna.
Yeah.
Boy,
uh-huh.
That was good.
That was good. Yeah. But then they used to have there was a.
Well,
I think there was a.
There was a lot of different stores.
A lot of different stores, but they used to have the post office in back there, too, you remember?
Yeah, on the corner.
Around the corner.
Corner.
Just around the corner.
There was, in fact, years ago, there was a bank on the corner.
Mm-hmm.
But then later, there was a dime store, and then Frankie had a ice cream place there. And then, like you say, the post office was
just around the corner.
Around the corner of the alley there.
Weisel used to have a dime store in there too.
Yeah,
That's right.
I couldn't think of his name.
Uh-huh.
Weisel had a dime store there, and Ray Ale had the.
Went across the street.
Went across the street where Islip used to be.
And I don't think there was anything south of there. Well, we can go out to the factory now. Muller had that out there. He used to have a place that they could land planes out there and stuff, too.
They had quite a long runway there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know Danny Sattler used to pilot for Muller there.
Uh-huh.
And they'd
matter of fact, when I was flying, I started flying when I was about, back 1949 or something like that. I started flying, and I come over here. I used to land over there.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And nobody knew anything, and there wasn't a very good field there because they
growing
was out
up
of
the
business.
Weeds?
Yeah, they was growing up the weeds and stuff, and I used to fly down there and take some of my friends out and take them up, But they finally caught me at it.
Probably talked to them, saw there's a lot of weeds in there.
Yeah. Weeds and grasshoppers.
Oh,
yeah.
That's interesting.
But anyway, they built that factory. And
they had a good start there, making parts for heat for air conditioners.
Mm-hmm.
And then they moved it. I know Bill Myers was a good friend of the manager there. Mm-hmm. I can't think of his name now. They moved it to Addison.
Oh, uh-huh.
They went to Addison. In fact, I think they still call it Quincy Products down there.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Uh-huh.
But that Quincy Well, it's Quincy Products out here,
mm-hmm,
isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Quincy
They go pretty steady.
Yeah, they're pretty steady now. Yeah, yeah. They work year round, you know.
Yeah, and they have two shifts anyway.
And then I, let's see, now we've covered the north, the northeast, northwest, and the southwest. Now we'll come back uptown and start there on the corner where we used to have a, well, there's been a lot of stores in there right there where the hardware is now.
Yeah, before you get to the hardware, where that parking lot is remember when Roy Baker had a ice cream and cream?
Yeah, and that's where Copeland built out. Yeah,
Roy Baker started it, and he bought cream and he also milk. He had he had milk business, and probably in competition with Dave.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Well, these Roy Baker had two girls, Cleela and Isabel, and when I used to go over to their house on Saturday night, they'd have us over, and they'd go over to their dad's and get a big
bucket
of ice cream.
Yeah, sure.
But then after Baker died or retired,
then Copeland built.
Copeland took it over, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Roy Copeland, yeah.
And he ran it for
years. It for a good many years, yeah.
He did.
And, but I think, you remember when they used to have the, well, it was a, there have been so many stores in that, where the hardware is now. There was a clothing store there at one time at, I even forget the people's names that I can't.
Foster's.
Foster's, yeah.
Foster's clothing.
That was there on the corner, and then Dewey Mains.
And then, but before you get Foster's clothing, then the Kroger store was in there. They was in
there. Well, that was on the other side of Dewey Mains, the Kroger store was.
No, Kroger was between Dewey's and Hardwood.
It was?
Yeah, it wasn't. You wouldn't think it. They could have operated in that small. But they did. That's where it was at.
Yeah. Yeah, but I knew they moved on to bigger store, on the double deck store across the, right there on the south side.
No,
or that was used to be a pool hall.
Yeah, well, Dewey Mains, first Clint Joe had a drugstore, and then Dewey Mains bought it from Clint Joe. Mm-hmm. Well, then that double store, remember when Charlie Brewer and his dad and all had a double?
Yeah, but he was across the street there at one time. Charlie's dad was
on the south side.
No, on the northeast side. He's right over there by Watts's at one time because I worked for him.
Oh yeah. Well, then they moved.
Then they moved across the street to the big store.
Yeah, because And then next to that was where small store was where Timmy Prine had a store.
Matter of fact, I worked for Timmy Prine too at one time. Yeah. Huh. Yeah, I was just about 13, 14 years old when I done that. Yeah.
So, Timmy died quite young.
Uh-huh,
around 40, 50s or something.
Mm-hmm. And then, let's see, then they had the bar there.
Then, of course, I don't know, was you here when Cascarelli's run the ice cream place?
No, I wasn't, uh-uh.
Yeah. This side the pool room was Pete Cascarelli. Had an ice cream place, and he had one boy was in my brother's class, Jimmy. Frankie was in my class. Frankie had some affliction. He's kind of hard to get around, but I always helped him, kind of befriended him. Frankie, and then there was three or four girls. One girl was my sister's age, and on Saturday nights they had a popcorn machine, and they'd move it out on the, or was it peanuts? They had a popcorn machine, but they had a peanut machine too, because there'd be warm peanuts in it. And then I'd get a nickel's worth of chocolates nickel's worth of peanuts something, and take them to the R Theater. Having to eat while I was there.
Now, let's see. From there, now we'll go to where the old bakery used to be.
Yeah.
Dave He used to bake?
Yeah.
He used to bake here, and, well, that's the old building uptown now. It's,
Carney.
Carney's got it now.
I used to, my folks, during the winter, once in a while, I'd tease them, they'd let me, instead of coming home at noon, I'd go to the bakery and get a lunch roll, and they'd have a little dish of beans, maybe for 10 or 15 cents.
Yeah.
Was all it would cost.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids would go up there and eat. We'd go in the back door in the bakery.
Yeah.
Boy, it always, he had, really had the good bakery at Pete Urich.
Now I remember the other stores that used to be there, Lyle, that they took down.
Oh, in Chinatown?
In Chinatown,
they called it Chinatown.
Chinatown, Now, there used to be a Mr. Copeland. He had a thing there.
Yes, had a jewelry.
And then they had a, I think there was a barber in there.
Oh, yeah?
At one
time.
See,
Stroop was Stroop. Shirley Stroop and Bob Stroop. And then there was a kid from Battle Creek that... They had a, after Strew, I can't think of his name now, and then after the, after that kid went to the service, the Stempians took it over.
Mm-hmm.
That's where Stempians first started in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And.
And that's true. Well, I remember Copeland.
Roy Copeland.
Sitting there in that window with that thing in his eye, looking at watches, repairing watches, and all.
But I know it there was a, well, that kind of a story in there, and there was a, it there was a, where you get your hair cut there.
Yeah.
And then there, I don't know if there's another story in there.
Well, there's a laundry in there, I think. Yeah, somewhere one time.
I don't
time.
Remember, really. But then they, you know, they, well, that consisted of about three or four stores, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
And then they tore them all down, and then, then Marion Griffin
built
put up his. That was 1946, because I was working as a mason tender for Clarence Hammond and Bud Abbott, and I was helping build that. I was mixing all the cement and stuff like that and carrying a brick and everything. And I said right then and there, I think I'll go to the Army, you know. So that's when I went to the Army.
Really, that was hard work then.
Oh,
they,
yeah.
They didn't have
any. Because I had to mix my own mud and everything, you know. And so, we built that building. And then I think Sam and Flossie built their building.
Oh, that's right.
And then, you know, they put up the new...
Then Homer built a new theater.
New, our theater there, that was built in the early 40s.
Yeah.
If they come across from North Main Street, they come down there and built that new building there, and then they still got the old Shumway's. Is it Shumway's building there?
Yeah,
still
Shumway
there
used to sell feeds. And
yep, and I remember they used to have an alley underneath there, and they had an overhead on it.
That's right.
You know. And
then the Ford garage for Muller, C.A. Bishop had that Ford garage.
Mm-hmm. No, that's where they bought the new fire truck that I can remember back in 1939. They bought that new, brand new truck, and there's A.J. Talent and all them guys. Matter of fact, I still got a picture of them.
Yeah.
And
Truce Fillmore, Elvie Glisby, and... Some of them guys.
I've still got a picture of them.
Is that right? Uh-huh. 30, and they stored that one truck.
Well, they stored it there, and then they put a cover over it.
Yeah.
You know, all they had to do is just lift the cover.
Yeah.
You know.
Take off.
And take right off, because everybody, Marion Griffin was out of there, A.J. Talent was there, and Harry was there.
Yeah.
And
Lester.
The Lester. And
to see Lester build a building right next to the Ford garage.
Mm-hmm.
And,
but you remember when they used to shear sheep there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was a place that they used to shear sheep at.
Van Patten?
Yeah, Van Patten,
Yeah, I can remember that.
They used to shear sheep, and besides, you said it was a kind of a...
Well, before that, Kyle Rutz's granddad, Albert Rutz, run a blacksmith there.
Oh,
He'd shoot horses and done black.
Yeah, uh-huh.
black. back then when they didn't have welding, I suppose a blacksmith's done a lot of work. They do welding today.
Yeah, sure.
Because Albert Rus was ran a blacksmith shop there. Then the Van Patten bought.
Now, from there, I think we'll go. There's no more stores in town, so we'll go out to where the gas station and I know that used to be a place that you could eat out there.
Yeah.
On East Chicago Street.
Out there where the Dairy Queen is.
Yeah, out where the Dairy Queen is.
Yeah, there was a gas station there, and one of those restaurants they called the Beacon Inn, the other one, the Moonlight. Was it the Moonlight or something?
Moonlight or something, I don't know. But I remember them. I just.
I don't think that was there too long.
But that's.
Then they built. After later years, when From built them houses in that Dairy Queen, where that ended the...
Yeah, that ended that.
Yeah.
So now we'll go back and now, well, the church was always here from the time you and I was here, you know, and that's the Union Church.
Right.
And so now we'll go to the high school.
Okay.
We'll talk about the high school because you can remember when they built it and everything, Lyle. Yeah. I can't remember because I just started. Matter of fact, I was 5 years old when I was
30 and 31.
Yeah, I was in 31. I think it was when I was 5 years old. And I started. Mrs. Knapp used to teach my school.
Uh huh. Yeah. Yeah, in 30 and 31. They started that previous summer. They tore down the old one that I'd gone to 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was a freshman, my homeroom was down in the Methodist Church, the basement. And then we had classes in the library and in the village. Well, we didn't have classes in the village hall, but the seniors had a homeroom upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And then they, in the KP Hall, they had classes upstairs there. And they had classes here in the Union Church, too.
Mm-hmm.
They had them all over town until January 1st of 31, we moved into the...
Moved into the new school.
Yeah.
Well, that was quite a school, you know.
Yes, it was.
We want to talk about the old football field down there on Arnold Street, down around the corner. It's across from the, Speed Rack now.
Right
across the street there where the red building's at now.
Where the
Bracey's is at now, huh? That used to be the football field.
One time when we was having a... Our last football, it was the year of the centennial, 1933. We were going to play Union City, and we had this big snowstorm. And so the whole football team went down and worked all morning shoveling snow off in that field.
No doubt.
Just about wore ourselves out doing it. They didn't have no trucks or plows.
No, they didn't have nothing.
It was all horses or something.
No.
And... But the football field was a baseball field and the track and everything.
Yeah.
And the diamond there, when you're playing football.
I remember when they used to play over there.
You'd get some pretty scrapey in where that was bare for the diamond, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the center of the football field.
Yeah, I remember.
We'd run from school
all the way down there,
the way down to the.
Yeah.
And when they was building it, we went to the that first year. I was a freshman, of course. We didn't go in until January. So that freshman year, they used the old waterworks.
The old waterworks.
And they had cold water.
Yeah.
No hot water.
Yeah. Cold water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We took showers cold.
Yeah. Well, I think we've just about concluded the whole town that we can remember.
The old stuff.
So I don't really know of anything else. If there's anything else that I wish
No, because the things back from what we talked about, Mrs. Newberry covered.
Yes, uh-huh.
About there's the older stores.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Years back and all. And when they had two or three papers here in town?
Yeah.
Something like that. And, they had a lot of different industry things.
Yeah, I just can't remember everything like that. And
before my time, before your time.
Yeah.
But,
it was quite a metropolitan here in Quincy, at one time. And so. And
Saturday nights was. Streets would be packed.
I know, the streets would be packed out there, yeah. Yeah.
We'd have
about every Saturday night, everybody would go to town.
Frank Marsh's band would play down in the park.
Mm-hmm.
And that park would be circled with cars and people standing, mm-hmm. several hundred people there,
yep.
listening to the band.
Well, we want to thank Doug for listening to us and making this tape, and so I really don't think that there's anything else that we can talk about. There probably is, but I don't know just exactly what it would be. So, and we want to thank you, Doug, for carrying on our little conversation here with us, and we want to thank Lyle now for filling me in on some of the things that I don't remember, and so.
Well, thank you. I appreciate, Bill, you asking me.
Yeah, I didn't think that there was probably anybody any older and more.
Maybe somebody will get some good
out of listening to us. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they will.
Yeah.
Thank you, Doug.